are you?
Not too bad. The breeze is nice today.
Yeah, there is a breeze finally.
We're a little bit drier, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you've heard what we're doing out here for the new homes.
No, haven't.
Okay. Just nothing major, just kind of with them getting more established. We're starting to get the clover mites around a little bit.
Okay.
And a few neighbors have seen the spiders.
Okay.
So they're just having me do some preventative work, kind of keeping a group rate going right now.
Okay.
But when did you guys move into the house?
15th of December.
Oh, so you're under a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So under a year.
Yeah, you're new.
Yeah, newbies, definitely.
Yeah. Well, with the homes I've done today, we've just seen some of these similar wasps that you've got out here, these little mud guys.
Right.
So it's not like a big issue yet.
Mm-hmm.
They like the stucco. It kind of keeps them warm.
Yeah, they
kind of
blend in.
They really do. Add a little bit of extra texture
looks
there.
Looks like, yeah. Looks like stucco.
See, what happens, these guys come around because they feed on spiders.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they paralyze them and stick the spider up in the nest for the babies to eat when they hatch.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of nice. But
they're cold blood.
Yeah, exactly. But it also indicates, you know, other issues around the home.
Okay.
So with the house getting established, we're just spraying out a 3 foot out, 3 foot up berry, just kind of locking out the foundation.
Right.
The seal plates where the ants come in.
Okay.
You've had older homes, so you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we're going out about 8 feet with a granular.
Okay.
Mostly for ticks. I know the new homes I did earlier yesterday had skunks coming around a little bit.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those yet.
Have you not caught that yet?
No, hopefully our little gophers back there, maybe they'll attack the little skunks.
Yeah, get rid of the skunks.
Yeah.
Well, the skunks, the rabbits, those groundhogs, those kind of things carry the ticks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I understand.
Keep that off and treat around the doors, the windows for the stink bugs.
Right, yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
The little gray ones.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They're not too bad. All of a sudden, they're just in the house. You're like, how did that get in there?
Where did it come in? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The homes I noticed is what they'll finally do is they'll slip up in these little slats up there.
Yeah.
That's how they get in through the attic and drop in through the light fixtures. So we just kind of take a brush and we treat all the way up in the top of the eaves.
Okay.
And spray that up so that if they're crawling across, so they're not coming in.
Okay.
And it's pretty nice. We've had a lot of success on the new homes in the area, so they're having me do that half off.
Okay.
And we've got time this afternoon or later tonight, so whatever's easier.
Yeah, I have to run all that behind my husband because I know we're going to do some landscaping and all that, and
yeah. It's
going to be soon. And I don't want to, you know, if you guys are spraying out 8, then I don't want to, you know, have it all for nothing. You know,
uh-huh.
Because we're all going to be ripping all this stuff up and getting an irrigation system and all that.
Oh, is that what you're doing, like...
Yeah, the sprinklers.
Oh, yeah, you're doing
so
that.
So they're going to be ripping apart near the house and all that. So we probably want to wait on that. But if you have some information, I can take it.
We actually have it both ways. We have a lot of homeowners as they start doing that digging and stuff.
Yeah.
It agitates bugs that are nesting in the soil and it pushes them to the calmer home.
Sure.
So like these little lots that they start filling in, all that pounding, the vibrations, it sends insects up to the house.
Sure, yeah, I can definitely see that.
You can imagine.
Yeah.
What we're actually doing is a spray, a 3 foot out, 3 foot up on the foundation.
Uh-huh.
And then the granular, if that's being, you know, ground up in, it just goes deeper into the soil.
Right.
So it'll activate into the centipede and the earwig domain.
Okay.
And the cool thing is, because we are doing a group rate, they're having me do a year of service.
Okay.
Up to next June.
All right.
We can't even get to the eggs till they hatch.
Right.
So we've got to come a couple of times, and EPA regulates the product, so 2 months, and they're gone.
Right.
So July, August, we get the adults and the pupa.
Mm-hmm.
October, December is when it's cooling down, the spiders start moving up. So you were here December.
Yeah, I know.
These three next spring, of course, the eggs are hatching again because it's warm.
Yeah, sure.
So it just takes that year to kind of whatever was in the farmland here to start with, just kind of flush down and out.
Okay.
Well, we can hear the crickets, right?
Yeah. That's okay by me. I don't mind a few crickets.
Yeah, right? They're not too bad. The males do the chirping. They'll attract the females, which can get into your clothes and chew up the clothing,
sure.
Carpet, rugs. I don't know if you have any tapestry in there, but. So you just kind of keep a barrier, that 3 foot out liquid spray is really designed to keep them outside.
Yeah, sure. I understand.
So,
I understand.
But, yeah, and then we just keep it all half off as we're coming through the year there.
Okay. All right. Well, and how, when are they, is it, when is the half off? Up until when?
We're doing it today is when they're here.
Okay.
We were here yesterday and Monday, so they've just been this week.
Okay.
And just kind of getting it all cleared out. And it takes about 40 minutes outside.
Okay.
And then inside, did you finish the basement or no?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Takes about 10 minutes around the basement sump pump area. The drain flies come in through there.
Okay.
And I've noticed from a lot of these homes, as you can see at the top there, they'll have the walls open.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wood.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot of times the insects just kind of crawl across. and they actually lay eggs on those 2x4s. When they come in sheetrock, those eggs are still in the walls.
Still in there, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah, so I understand that.
You've got stuff hatching in the walls when the temperature rises.
Yeah.
So the only thing we really do inside, it's kind of nice because we don't want to spray on the carpet or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just right under the sink where the pipe goes.
Okay.
Take that needle and we treat right along the pipe into the wall.
Okay.
There's condensation build up on the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture attracts the ants and those clover mites and the different stuff. But
sure.
So it looks like she just finished. So we could fit you in today before our 1 o'clock or, like, say, later tonight.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to run it by my husband now. How are these pesticides with kids? I have 2 kids.
Is it
safe or?
Yeah, no problem there. Yeah. Just keep them off about 15 minutes. Let it dry.
Okay.
That's on the outside.
Okay.
And then inside, it's around the plumbing where they're not really playing or anything.
Right.
So
okay.
A basement, we only do about twice a year, and then the inside, it lasts longer.
Okay.
So the outside, we just maintain. And like I said, as you're plowing and stuff, that'll be okay. We're just kind of going out that 3 foot out liquid spray.
Right.
And then the granular is about 8 feet, and it's just going to fall deep in the soil like fertilizer would.
Okay.
Just the little pellets.
And now, what's the rate then at 50% off?
Oh, yeah, sorry, let me show you that.
Okay.
What are you on square footage here?
We're about 3,400
square feet.
Whoa, you guys are big. Yeah, yeah.
You got a big home. Well, typically, we're out of Bridgeport, our office.
Okay.
So to get out here for one person, the initial charge would start out at $185.
Okay.
And then the follow-ups would drop to $90.
Okay.
We're out here, as you see, so our time and gas is saved already.
Uh-huh.
We just drop it to a flat $85 to start.
Okay.
And then we're throwing in the carpenter ants, no charge. We do that strictly because a lot of the material homeowners bring in, like the mulch, this kind of stuff, has the eggs in
it. Sure, sure.
So that's included, so that way the house isn't infested with anything new.
Okay.
So that's included, no charge. It's just a better product.
Sure.
The wasps, taking that down, is included.
Mm-hmm.
Ticks. And then the box elder bugs, we include the stink bugs on that.
Okay.
Because they're kind of the beetle family.
Sure.
So it's all dropped in at the 85 rate.
Okay.
And then the cool thing is, like we did for Pam, we just keep you at that same 85 through the year as we're coming out for the follow-ups.
Sure.
So you never go back up to full price.
Okay.
And then if anything does show up in between, like January, March, mice are coming out,
yeah.
We come out for free and take care of you.
Okay.
Because you never know. When are they going to finish this lot, do you know?
It's not sold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're just getting the dirt out and using it other places. So staying over there, too, yeah.
I heard they sell all the topsoil out here and leave you with the hard clay.
Yeah.
Is that
true?
Pretty
much, yeah.
So your tree's going to be stunted for growth?
Who knows? It's already kind of missing some leaves. And
was that Japanese beetles? Or?
No, you know what? It came in like that.
Oh, no.
It wasn't bugs. Just that's the way they delivered it.
Cool.
I haven't seen any bugs like that are eating leaves or anything like that.
Well, good.
We don't have a lot except for our grass. Overgrown.
Yeah,
but,
well,
yeah, they haven't really been bothering the plants,
the bushes or anything.
Like that. Yeah,
well, that's good. And we were not licensed to spray the tree, so we're just kind of maintaining the acid of the house. And
sure,
like the wasps there with them around for spiders, it's kind of nice early before you start seeing them getting in the cracks and crevices.
Yeah, sure.
Just spraying it out.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much of a bug problem because these stink bugs coming in every now and then, but it's not like. It's a big, huge problem. But let me talk to my husband, because I know he was looking into pesticides, and I don't know whether he had somebody already kind of set up or not.
Yeah,
doing some quotes. So, but if you have your card, you guys have a card you could give me or anything?
I actually don't have any with me
but
today.
But you're on the web, right?
Yeah, we have a website.
Control. Okay.
So, and if you want to call him, I'm going to hit some doors. If you want, I can swing back in like half hour.
Yeah, let me get him up. He's on the road, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in touch with him. But if you want to swing back, or I can give you guys a call, you know, if you're going to be still in the area today.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Do you have some paper? I hate to inconvenience you. I'll just write down a number and stuff for you
sure,
to look up, so you don't have to look up the phone book. Towards the end of the year, we ran out of cars, so they're in print.
Okay.
Need to rush deliver these things.
But you guys are local, right? You said Bridgeport?
Bridgeport, yeah.
Okay.
So not too far, about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you have a service in your last house?
Yeah, you know what? What was it? Busting bugs or something like that.
Yeah, they're a little bit closer.
I lived in a cedar, yeah. We lived in a cedar townhouse over in Perkiomen Woods.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, they were all over the place. you know, the... the bees, the carpenter bees,
yeah,
are everywhere. So
I've had a few homes with the carpenter bees out here, but it's not been bad yet.
Yeah,
just
those were all cedar though, so they just bore holes in there. And
they go deep too.
Make their eggs, yeah. Have a nice little family going there.
Did you guys do treks, or what did you do with the deck?
We haven't done anything with the deck.
Okay.
We have a drop off.
Doing the thing, the landscaping and everything.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything, you know, priorities.
Sure.
What's first, so.
So when your husband was talking about this, it was just more preventative, is that what
it was? Yeah, more preventative. He just wanted to see, get some quotes in the area and see, because we're doing, like, also, you know, Chemlawn, you know, fertilizer, too, so we're looking at all that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new home stuff there.
Too much to do.
Well, this will be
good. This is a nice break.
It's really feeling good. I've only noticed a few ants out here, so you're sitting better than most of the neighbors.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen that much of a bug issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe once we start tearing everything up and...
Yeah, then you start seeing stuff.
Then we start seeing them.
Well, hopefully today, if we get started, we just kind of keep that barrier so down the road you're not having that issue.
Yeah.
So.
And all right, well, I'll give you guys a call, and this is your phone, like...
I have a walkie-talkie, so that's the office. They'll just radio me.
All right.
And if I'm still in the air, I can make it back, or they'll take your information.
Super.
So.
All right.
And what's your name?
My name is Beth.
Beth? Okay, yeah. Beth. And I'll hit some doors, and if you have some questions, come find me or call the number there.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks
Beth.
Bye-bye.
Beth. Didn't want to do it without her husband.